Good morning, boys and girls. I am assuming that all of you have been sick at some point. Okay, and I don't mean to be gross, but how many of you have ever vomited? Okay, it's no fun, is it? Have you ever just kept on vomiting and vomiting and vomiting? Yes. Trevor said 25 times. That really is bad, huh? Well, many years ago, our family went on a vacation. We were in Southern California, and our oldest son, Joel, was maybe about 6 years old then. And almost as soon as we got there, he got sick. And he kept vomiting and vomiting and vomiting. Anything we fed him would just come right up, even water. And so we got concerned, and I happened to have a cousin who lived there, and his wife was a doctor. In fact, she was a pediatrician, a children's doctor. So we took our son to see her, and she checked him, and she said, you know, this is pretty serious. Because if this doesn't stop, we will have to put him in the hospital. We need to figure out why he's so sick and why he keeps vomiting. So she said, we will have to do a test. And this test means he will have to go to the hospital, and they will put him to sleep, and then they will take a tube and shove that tube down his throat in towards his stomach so the doctor can see what's really going on in there and why he's so sick. And that made us very, very nervous because it's kind of dangerous anytime you put somebody to sleep like that. And we were concerned, and obviously Joel was scared. He was just 6 years old and wasn't really sure what was going on and why they were doing all of these things to him. And so the morning came when we had to take him to the hospital, when he had to have this procedure done. And we were all very nervous and waiting outside in the waiting room for the doctor to come and call him in. And when the doctor came out of his room to call our son in, there was somebody with him. And he said, if it's all right, I have a medical student here who's going to be with us during this whole procedure. And we looked at that medical student, and it was somebody that we knew. It was somebody from our church in Hawaii who had grown up in our church, who was now a medical student at that school there. And when we saw him, and he saw us, and when Joel saw him, Joel relaxed. And we relaxed because we said, here's somebody that we know, that's our friend. And we know he's going to take care of Joel and make sure everything goes well. And we were so thankful that Andrew was there. And he was there the whole time. And Joel did fine. Came out of that procedure. Everything was all right. We were thankful that there was a friend there to look after our son. And you know, boys and girls, God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to be with us all of the time. He will take care of you and make sure you're always okay. He's in heaven now, but his Holy Spirit is with you, and through his Holy Spirit, Jesus is with you all the time. Isn't that wonderful? This is the time of year when we celebrate Jesus coming the first time, and he promised that he's going to come again. And we can look forward to that very, very much. So, when you celebrate Christmas, I hope you also remember Jesus is coming again. And we all want to be ready so we can go home with him. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this special time of year. Thank you that we can celebrate your coming to be our Savior. And thank you that you're coming again to take us all home to heaven. I pray that you will bless these boys and girls. Help them to remember that you're always with them, taking care of them, watching over them, and blessing them. Be with them and help them to love you always. We ask in your name. Amen. Thank you.